Good morning. You are listening to Raven Radio, KCAW Sitka. Today is Tuesday, October 16th, 2012. I'm Holly Keend, and this is Raven News. A Sitka man is dead after an encounter with a brown bear. Authorities spent Monday searching southern Chichikov Island near Sitka for the animal believed to be responsible in the fatal mauling of a 54-year-old Tomas Puerta. KCAW's Ed Ronco has more.
On Sunday, a Good Samaritan vessel noticed an unsecured skiff on the beach near Poison Cove. That's on southern Chichikov Island, about 30 miles north of Sitka. Don Cluding is captain of Sitka Mountain Rescue.
While they were taking a look and investigating that, they had gone back in the woods a little bit farther and hollered and ended up startling a sow and cub. And things just didn't seem right to them, and so they went back out to their boat and notified Coast Guard Sector Juneau.
The Coast Guard called Mountain Rescue, and they, along with Sitka Police and an Alaska State Trooper, responded. Sitka Police said in a statement that responders found a campsite with evidence of a struggle. A trail of disturbed vegetation and articles of clothing led responders to a brown bear cache, which contained partially consumed human remains. Puerta was tentatively identified based on items found at the scene and information from his friends and family. His remains were flown to the state medical examiner's office in Anchorage, which will confirm his identity. Cluding was one of the first people on scene, and he says things looked amiss even from the beach, where the engine cover on the 13-foot skiff had been removed and placed inside the boat.
You know, we don't have confirmation or anything, but it certainly appears like there was a mechanical problem. The motor was in the down position, and it ended up on the beach in that location. And so I can certainly understand why the reporting party went ashore to take a look and investigate initially, because it was precarious. It wasn't normal. It's not how somebody would normally anchor a boat and leave it.
Investigators are continuing to piece together what happened on shore. Sitka Police Lieutenant Barry Allen says Puerta was working under contract with the Forest Service and was delivering groceries to a work site out at Sitco Bay. The incident took place in a triad of islands known as the ABCs. That stands for Admiralty, Baranof, and Chichikov. The three islands are among the most densely populated brown bear habitats in the world. But still, violent encounters between bears and humans are rare occurrences. The last fatal bear encounter in the ABC Islands was in 1988, when a 40-year-old man was killed by a brown bear while hunting alone near Port Alexander. The last fatal bear encounter in southeast Alaska occurred in 2000 in Hyder. A man in a campground was killed by a bear frequenting a nearby landfill. Doug Larson works for the Alaska Department of Fish and Game out of Juneau. He is the Southeast Regional Supervisor for Fish and Game's Wildlife Conservation Arm.
In most cases, when bears and people come in contact, it's sort of a reciprocal. Both want to get out of one another's way, and bears typically will flee, assuming they've got a place to get away to or an avenue out.
Larson says there are exceptions to that, of course, such as when a sow is guarding her cubs or a bear feels its food source is threatened.
And when they're surprised to where they don't have a place where they can flee to. So then it's that fight or flight. And in those cases, there have been instances where bears will come after a human basically to protect themselves.
But Larson also stresses that he is speaking generally about bear behavior. Fish and Game is not yet involved in this case, and too little is known right now to determine why this bear might have killed Puerta. Sitka police and state troopers continue to investigate. They spent Monday looking for the bear or bears that might have been responsible. Standard practice after a fatal bear encounter with a human is to kill the bear involved. Larson says that's partly to learn more about why the bear was behaving aggressively, and partly to prevent it from happening again. With reporting from KCAW's Ann Bryce, this is Ed Ronco in Sitka.
In addition to responding to Sunday's bear mauling, Sitka Mountain Rescue crews participated in three other operations over the last few days. On Thursday, more than 20 rescuers were dispatched to the end of Green Lake Road after two goat hunters were reported overdue. Mountain Rescue Captain Don Cluding says weather conditions improved enough during the operation that a Coast Guard MH-60 Jayhawk helicopter was launched to follow the hunter's route.
As we were flying that route, the hunting party came up on Channel 16 and, you know, asked the Coast Guard helicopter if they were searching for somebody. And, you know, the helicopter was able to respond and say, absolutely, we're looking for you guys.
The two hunters, Paul Norwood and Lucas Bastian, reported that they were fine and that they realized they were overdue. They told rescuers they were moving slowly because of difficult conditions in the woods. Eventually, they found their way back to the lake and were escorted by mountain rescue crews back to town. Norwood himself is a member of Mountain Rescue. Kluding said the situation wasn't a case of two hunters in over their heads, but rather two hunters who were exercising extreme caution because they knew exactly how difficult the conditions were. The next day, Friday, Sitka Mountain Rescue went out to help a boat in distress. The 29-foot fishing vessel Midnight Blue reported being disabled in rough seas near Six Mile Rock. That's just southwest of Sitka. The vessel encountered nearly 10-foot high seas and high winds. Again, Don Kluding.
The operator of the rescue boat stated that, you know, there were several times where the trolling pole was dipping into the water. The vessel was rolling so far. And so, you know, there was a lot of maneuvering going on and a lot of effort expended and, you know, certainly a pretty difficult mission.
Kluding says 9 people responded from his team to the distressed vessel. Eventually, they were able to get a tow line on the Midnight Blue and bring it into calmer seas. The weekend missions coincided with a larger-scale training drill for nearly 40 members of the Alaska National Guard, orchestrated by Sitka Mountain Rescue and its counterpart organizations from Juneau and Anchorage. Yakutat residents head off to the polls today for the city and borough's municipal elections. 2 people are running for mayor in Yakutat, incumbent Dave Stone and challenger Cindy Bremner. Residents also will choose 4 members of their borough assembly. Incumbents Victoria Demert and Lowell Peterson are seeking re-election to their seats and facing a challenge from Jeremiah Charles James. The 2 winners in that race will serve 2-year terms. Nick Holcomb and Kathy Jacobson are also seeking re-election to 1 year, remaining on a 2-year term. Both face a challenge from Daryl James. Yakutat also has a school board race today. David Drum and Vincent Jacobson are on the ballot for 1 seat, which carries a 3-year term. Polls are open in Yakutat from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. today. All voting takes place at the City and Borough of Yakutat offices. Alaska Day festivities in Sitka don't always involve bagpipes and marching bands. Sometimes the music is a lot quieter. Marianne Gould gave 2 recitals recently on Sitka's 1844 vintage Kessler organ. The instrument is housed in the downtown Sitka Lutheran Church and was nearly destroyed in a fire 2 decades ago. Gould lives in New Braunfels, Texas, just outside of San Antonio, where she was a music teacher in public schools for 27 years. Gould met the rebuilt Kessler organ on a cruise stop in Sitka last year. Her recital last Friday was called Songs My Mother Taught Me. KCAW's Robert Woolsey attended and sent this audio postcard.
My mother loved to sing, and we would sit down in the evenings and thumb through the hymnal, and she would play the piano, and we'd sing together. And as I got more mature and able to sing on my own, we started doing part things and singing for church, and so it's always been a part of my life. I used to sing in a folk group when I was in college, but I've always had a real love for church music and sacred music, so it's been a lot of fun. Last summer, my husband and I came here on a cruise, and we took the walking tour of downtown, and I saw the marquee outside that said Sitka Lutheran Church, and I had to come inside and visited with the people that were here and just fell in love with Sitka and with the church. It was just had such a rich history, and the people were so friendly, and I, of all of the places that we went in Alaska and in Canada, this was my favorite by far. It's challenging in that there's just the 1 keyboard, there's no volume control. The only volume you can do is by changing the stops, but it's also very rewarding just knowing that it's an instrument that has been around a lot longer than I have and has seen tragedy and yet come out and sounds just as good today as it perhaps did when it was first built. So to be able to be a part of playing on this instrument is a real blessing.
an audio postcard from a recital on the 1844 Kessler organ in Sitka's Lutheran Church by visiting musician Marianne Gould. To see photos of the Kessler organ and to hear other pieces from the recital, visit our website at kcaw.org. Program note, NPR and Raven Radio will broadcast live coverage of tonight's presidential debate at 5 p.m. Local news will air early this afternoon at 4:48 p.m. And that's all for Raven News. If you've missed any of our stories or like to hear them again, please visit us online at kcaw.org. And here's a look at Sitka Zone weather. Today, expect patchy fog in the morning with showers, highs around 47, with southwest wind 5 to 15 miles per hour. Tonight, areas of fog, rain showers likely, lows around 38, with southwest wind 5 to 15 miles per hour, shifting to the southeast late. Wednesday, rain, highs around 42, southeast wind 15 to 25 miles per hour, decreasing to 5 miles per hour in the afternoon. And Thursday, numerous rain showers, highs around 43, south wind 10 to 20 miles per hour. KCAW, Sitka.